I'm Jennifer Bartlett, and I can't believe that I did this 30 years ago. It's totally shocking to me. Even thinking about it makes me learn something about life and its fleeting quality, which is what this piece is about in some way, a transition and transitoriness.
Bartlett's Rhapsody, which covers three walls of this atrium, consists of 987 steel plates, each baked with white enamel, silk-screened with a quarter-inch grid pattern, and then painted. She composed it according to rules of her own devising.
It was a time when we were all very interested in two things: pushpins to put up our drawings with, and mathematical series. And so I do things in sets and series. Then I had an idea, what if you did a work of art that was really like a conversation? As we talk, we drift from one subject to another, and I'm drifting from subject to subject about my idea of art.
Here, Bartlett's conversation is arranged in vertical columns that read from top to bottom. It consists of a systematic, yet sometimes idiosyncratic, investigation of basic elements of painting: color, line, shape, and simple subject matter. The introductory section of Rhapsody begins with squares that include the 25 colors Bartlett uses. At the top, in the third column, she formally introduces the element of line, rendered in different lengths and in three distinct techniques, which she will use over and over.
And I began thinking, well, there'd be lines, and lines could be short, medium, or long, and they could be dotted, they could be ruled and measured, or they could be freehand. Then I decided that there would be shapes.
Further to the right, at the top, is a plate filled by a triangle.
The biggest one I can do in that space. And you see the dotted, freehand, and the ruled and measured.
Bartlett settled on the most basic subject matter.
I didn't know how to pick subject matter because I wasn't very interested in it. So I just decided to pick the first four things that came to my mind: mountains, oceans, which I like a lot, trees, and houses. So you'll see in this introductory section all of the themes that I'll be working with.
Color blocks are interspersed throughout Rhapsody, creating visual pauses, which Bartlett calls a kind of breathing. The introductory section ends with a big block of color plates, painted freehand. The final one is black. Then begins the first of six more sections. This one is devoted to the theme of mountain. On the next wall, the mountain theme continues with a group of images based on photographs.
I got the idea of using some photographs in a ruled and measured, a freehand way. So my favorite mountain range is the Brooks Mountain Range in the Arctic Circle in Alaska. And it's very, very dramatic and solitary and filled with mosquitoes, I've heard. And then you have a section where you have the mountain plus a horizontal line, the mountain plus a house, so that the different elements of the piece begin to interact. It started becoming more complex. And then there are three large mountains with a large, a medium, and small animals. But they're large, medium, and small because of the distance from which the photograph that I copied was taken.
The mountain section ends near the top with a distinctive yellow plate. Black silhouettes of birds fly across it, the mountain peak just visible beneath them. The next theme is line. In this section, atypical groupings begin to appear. Walk just past the center of this wall, and you'll encounter a tall group of plates arranged irregularly. They contain one bold, meandering line.
I just made a bunch of lines on the plates, and then I matched them together to make a continuous line. So this to me is an idea about when a problem that you're dealing with forces you to change the organization that you've already established. I would just get curious about under what circumstances can I alter this system and have it completely logical at the same time.
The house section is next. And the tree section follows. The trees conclude just beyond a section of color plates painted with vertical 1-inch by 1/4-inch lines. In reaction to the compulsive rigor of these color plates, the final trees are exuberantly painted. They are freely rendered, and so large you must stand way back in order to read them as trees at all. The third wall begins with another color series.
And then comes the shape section, which is each shape and each size combined with every other shape and every other size.
After 19 columns of shape combinations, Bartlett brings in another block of 25 colors, this time mixed with black. Beyond them, the ocean theme begins. In this final section, Bartlett uses only 7 colors, some mixed together.
The ocean section is really just an exercise in color, in freehand surfaces of color, dotted surfaces of color, and that's Rhapsody.
Rhapsody took Bartlett over a year to make.
I knew that it would have to be near 1,000 plates, because pretty much the introduction defined what I was going to do. I did them all sitting down, and then they'd go up on the wall. It filled my studio 3 times, so I never saw the piece together.